Hi, welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 12radio.com, and you are listening to Pathways to the Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you're on 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is reincarnation, the karmic wheel. You could say the karmic wheel of universal life, the karmic wheel of your immortal spiritual soul. But before I start that, I'd like to mention there's a chat room available. All you have to do is go to 12radio.com, click chat, and you're there. It's via Facebook, by the way. So just want you to know that. And also, I'm available on 12listen.com, the flip side of 12radio, and I'm a psychic and a medium. So if you want to talk, I'm available during throughout the week at different times. So just want you to know that. And also, if you want to talk to someone else besides me, the people on 12listen.com are very, you could say, good at what they do. And that's all I'm going to say about 12listen.com. But please give me a try. If you don't want give me a try, give them a try. But let's start this topic, reincarnation, the karmic wheel. The karmic wheel of life, the karmic wheel of the universe, the karmic wheel of your universe. And basically, belief in this subject stems from Eastern religious traditions, and that's Hinduism and Buddhism, basically. Hinduism, that was before Buddhism. So maybe the Buddhists or the Hindus started it and the Buddhists came upon it. They have a different spin on it from the Hindus, but that's okay. It's good that everyone looks at things differently in the world. That's a good thing, you know. You get a lot of variety. You could say lots of variety, lots of opinions, and maybe fresh points of view, and which is good for everything. And I also, let me stop my subject here. I just want to say what happened in Orlando, Florida this past weekend. I just want to say that was unnecessary. So who's ever listening to this show, that's okay. I'm not trying to be political here. But all I'm saying is that was unnecessary. Religious violence, religious fanatics, religious hate, whatever, that is not necessary. So that's all I have to say about it. And not necessary. And hopefully one day it'll stop. One day. But until then, I guess, you know, the world has to live with craziness. As far as the religious part of the craziness goes. And let's get back to this subject. So basically, it comes from Eastern religious traditions, the Hindus and the Buddhists. And this is, you could say, every time that you end a lifetime, you lose the body and you go into the soul incarnation. And from that point, you have that experience. You could say, once you make your passing, you have a new adventure. And then once you're there, so to speak, what I call the God conscious state, where you could say you're close to creation, you have a choice when you want to come back, where you want to come back, who are your parents and things like that. But you could say the doctrine here is, or you could say this doctrine of reincarnation, of the karmic wheel here, is the belief that is essential part of every living being who survives death, to be reborn into a new body. Basically, that's what we're talking about. It's a doctrine that is an essential part of every living being that survives death, to be reborn into a new body. So like I said, when you make your passing, whether it's you or people around you, family, friends, they're onto a new adventure. And it's almost like you might be saddened by them leaving, but maybe it was their time. Maybe it was their time to move on, to become better for themselves. So basically, when you choose, you can come back anytime. Some of us may choose to come back literally fast. Some of us might choose to come back whenever we feel like it. That could be 100 years from now or 20 years from now. But like I said, there's a number of individuals that might go 2, 3, 4, 5 years and then come back. And then the rebirth happens, that rebirth process. And this part of the body, which I'm talking about, where the essential part of a living being that survives death to be reborn into a new body, this is referred to as your soul. Your soul is immortal. Your soul was created by God, by Source, so that you could tune into something besides the physical body. You can allow that soul to flourish within your physical body. And this is all about your higher true self here, the soul that is that is a part of your physical body. And upon each rebirth, there's a new personality develops in each lifetime. And the reason is to have a different experience. So maybe it's not the same experience, so you just keep on coming back and doing the same old stuff. You have a different personality. You have a different sex. So you have a different experience all the time. But this is the true sense of the word. Yourself, that soul part of you, remains constant in all successive lives and previous lives. So in other words, your soul is your soul. That never changes. You could say that is the true essence of who you are. That is the true essence of you connecting to God. That is the true essence of you connecting your higher self. That is you of opening that spiritual aspect of yourself. That is you resolving problems in a spiritual sense. Let's say physical problems. Well, think about this. People pray, and guess what? People get well instantly. Miracles happen all the time. So that's a spiritual thing right there. That's a spiritual aspect of who we are. And so basically what I'm implying here is that we are immortal spiritual beings. And in the karmic wheel of the universe, in the karmic wheel of your life, our lives, that you are an immortal spiritual being. And every time you do come back here, the idea here is to get better for yourself. The idea is to get better for you so you could be better for the people that's around you and you have an easier life. It's easier to get to obtain what you need to obtain, to be who you want to be. And since you could say your spirit, your soul is not born, it cannot die. The only thing that dies is the physical body, because we are born in this physical, our shell, so to speak, our suit, so to speak. So that comes and goes, but since we are not, the body goes away, but the soul doesn't. And the spirit is immortal. It never dies. The spiritual soul of you, who you are, never dies. It always go on. You could say it goes on for eternity. That's a long time. That is a long time. And but what's interesting here is you as an individual, you create your own uniqueness here when you come back as an individual. In other words, as you grow, let's say you're born. And then you go through infancy, you're a toddler, you're a child, and then you're into adolescence, and then you're into adulthood. But during that time, you're creating your uniqueness as you as an individual in that body that you chose for many reasons, many reasons. And typically, there is no recollection of previous lifetimes. But what's interesting here is children. They recognize it. They are aware of certain previous lifetimes, if not all, depending on the child. How is the child truly a spiritual being? Well, if the child is an old soul and a spiritual being, he or she could be well aware of many lifetimes. But we're taught as young children to be here. You know, your parents might say, oh, that's your imagination. Come down to earth here. You don't have to think about things like that. In other words, society grounds you in this present lifetime. But still, you are creating your uniqueness as an individual. And so the question is, can one reconnect to past lives? Yeah, it takes, you could say, focus. focus, especially if you could say you're not a child anymore, especially if you're an adult. And the older you get, you could say the more tainted one could get. And the more tainted one can get, the harder it is to reconnect to those past lives. And so basically society is telling us as little children to, this is not reality. You got to be grounded here. You got to be a part of this where you're at now, not something that happened 1,000 years ago or 50 years ago or 5 years ago. It doesn't matter. What is important is the present here and now. And that is so true, because when you're in the here and now, the present moment, that's when things can really happen. Things can really get rolling. You could say being in the flow, that term. Well, part of being in the flow is that you get what you need in this lifetime, in this beautiful present lifetime that you're in. That you get everything you need, you get everything you want, and it's not going to be difficult. And that's the idea of reincarnation, is throughout each lifetime, you make it easier and easier and easier. You don't have to be a beggar. You don't have to be poor. You can be a wealthy individual. And there's nothing wrong with wealth. Wealth is just money. Wealth is just accumulation of stuff. And what you want to do with it, that's up to you. If after you accumulate it, you can give it away. You could sell it. Whatever you want to do with it. But it's only stuff. But we're here, we are in a material world, so we have to, stuff is a part of who we are, our house, the clothes we wear, et cetera, et cetera. And so you as a soul, you have a consciousness and you have a personality, okay? You could say you're strongly influenced by what have been before. In other words, when you come into this lifetime, you are influenced by a previous lifetime or 10 previous lifetimes, depending on what you're trying to work on, what you're trying to let go, what you're trying to create for yourself or recreate for yourself, for that matter. So you could say this soul, this beautiful soul that you are, it's about consciousness. It's about your consciousness. It's about your personality. And let me repeat this one, strongly influenced by previous lifetimes. And the reason why is because maybe it's incomplete. It's never been completed. There's a number of things. We come back until we create perfection within inside of us. So that we're no longer, you could say, get charged, get excited about things that could make us angry, that could make us not happy, that kind of thing. So as you grow, you could say you are in a world that, you have to be a part of the world, even though you are a spiritual being, because being a part of the world enables your spirituality to influence the world the way you want it to, hopefully in a positive direction, not in a negative direction. But each lifetime is different. You might have lifetimes where you do wonderful things, wonderful healings. You change the world. And then you decide, God, I'm tired of this. And you come back as a total scumbag. Excuse my language, but that is possible. Now, what happens there? Well, you might have to repay that, so to speak. Yeah, it might take a few lifetimes after that to get back on a positive karmic wheel here. And it's also about since you are influenced by previous lifetimes, strongly influenced, that you are protected from knowing what your personality influences come from. In other words, because you're protected from who you were previous. But you might have glimpses of who you were previous. You might have images. You might have how you made a passing in one of your lifetimes or your last lifetime for that matter. But if you don't know that, it's not that important. Because what's important is that you are in the here and now, the present moment. Because the present moment allows you to get through, you could say the karma, the negative stuff that, let's say you have an issue with, you like stealing things. And how many lifetimes do you have to steal before you say, well, I think I'm finished with this? That's a good thing. So how many lifetimes do you have to go? And another thing, people who use alcohol and drugs. Alcohol is a drug. Anything that alters your mind, you could say out of current reality, is a drug, okay? How many times do you have to make your passing through excessive amounts of alcohol, excessive amounts of drugs, or whatever you're taking, you know? How many lifetimes do you have to go through that? Is it 2, 3, 5, 10, 20? So, you know, that's the thing here. Being in a physical body, you are exposed and you are offered a lot of different temptations. Now, whether you want to take them, that's up to you. And if you do take it, you pay the consequences, because if it's a negative consequence, let's say you decide you wanted to smoke opium, which is a depressant, okay, which is very addictive. And then you're addicted to opium. What do you do then? I guess you clean up your act and get sober. Hopefully you get sober and stay sober. You could say that's a learning experience there. Maybe you needed that experience in the present lifetime to be sober, and then you take that with you into this present lifetime, and that translates into the next lifetime. In other words, you conquered your addiction to whatever it was. It doesn't matter what it is. And by you being present, by you working in the present moment, you can shape your life however you want it. Because you're not thinking about what you want tomorrow. You're thinking about it now. And you could say that is, you could say, the karmic wheel. And all these influences from these previous lifetimes, it definitely has a shape on my personality and your personality and how I function and how you function. And this is true on the unconscious level. The unconscious state of who we are controls lots of things in our physical body that we don't have to think about, like breathing, our heart beating, blood circulating, things like that. There's, you know, maybe your conscious mind might have a few percentage points in there what it controls, but the subconscious mind does a lot. And so is that in your subconscious mind? Most likely, yes, that all these previous incarnations. And, you know, hypnotherapists, they'll do past life regression, and that's where they're going into the subconscious state. So there you go. Where they can actually relive an experience. But you can relive an experience by opening your mind up to what was that experience about. In other words, quiet the mind down. Ask yourself, I'd like to experience a previous lifetime, and maybe it doesn't matter where it's at, just for the experience of it. In other words, to get in this state, to relive the experience, to be a part of a previous lifetime, you have to quiet the mind down. It's real important, because when you quiet the mind down, the mind opens up and the subconscious mind opens up. And so here we are. There are many positive aspects that come through with us all the time. It's not all negative stuff. You could say the negative stuff is here to clear up. And if you clear it up, like I was talking about addiction, if there's an addiction, issue that you might have, if you clear that up and you stay sober for the rest of your life, you're going to bring that in, carry that over to the next lifetime, and it's just going to be better for you. And so here we are, positive aspects. Let's say you give birth to a beautiful child, or you're a mother and you give birth to your beautiful child. You have to be a mother in order to give birth to a beautiful child. Us men can't do it. We're just part of the creative process here. It's probably a good thing. That's a male point of view there. And so it's also about you. Remember, you could say, as things come up, you are accountable for what you've done in the past, hence bringing that forward with you. Whether it's good, whether it's, you could say, neutral, whether it's not so good, it doesn't matter, but you're still accountable. And we're most likely accountable for our negative aspects, or the negative stuff that we have done in previous lifetimes. Maybe in one lifetime, you were the torturer. In another lifetime, you were tortured. So, I mean, there's many ways to live a life here. Maybe you were a holy man or a holy woman, a sage, a great prophet, or whatever. That's a good thing, because you're there to change the world. you know, those people have a tendency to change the world, whether it's a small community or the whole world community for that matter. And it's also, about you. What were you given? Let me restate this. In other lifetimes, in previous lifetimes, what were you a giving person? Were you able to give freely? Were you able to live that sense of freedom? Because if you feel like there's no freedom in your life, we always have choices and we are born with free will. Here, you can always change that. You can always change that karmic wheel. If you don't like what's happening in your life right now, think about how you what you want it to be like and start working towards that, you could say that goal, that intention. You might be surprised. It might not take a lifetime. It might take a year or two and before you know it, your life has changed. And all of a sudden, you have wealth. You could say you have beauty. You have relationships. You have great friends. You have whatever you were looking for. So changes can occur very quickly. They don't have to take 20 lifetimes to make a change. That's up to you. That's really up to you. And it's also, you could say, at times, some of our karma can be suspended until we're strong enough, you could say, to be strong enough to be able to process that is beneficiary or has beneficial or is beneficial to us in this present lifetime. In other words, maybe it was so horrific what you did in a lifetime that it would just blow your mind. But that's okay. The one thing about incarnation or reincarnation is we choose a life. And at the beginning, we make wrong choices probably because you were fresh new souls. You could say we're created by source, by God. So we're fresh new souls. So we tend to do stupid things. Maybe go in a nightclub in Orlando and kill 49 people. Maybe go into, into a bank and shoot a security guard because he's protecting the people in the bank. So maybe those things are so horrific that you could say the soul is tempering you. It's not telling you everything. But like I said, in some lifetimes you might be the torturer. In another lifetime you might be tortured. So what is it do you want in this present lifetime and what do you want to create in the here and now? So you could say your karmic wheel tomorrow is going to change and in future lifetimes it's going to change to something more positive, more just better in general. And so the question is, Elizabeth here has asked the question, what are your thoughts about animals and pets? Well, I believe animals, any living, whether you're an insect, whether you're a dog or a cat, a lion, a giraffe, it doesn't matter. I believe that they have their souls, but it's their experiences. They chose to be in the animal kingdom as opposed to living with human beings. You know, I suppose if you have a pet as an animal and your pet really relates to you. And so as far as that goes, they have souls, your pets and animals, wild and not. But animals are more instinctive, you can say, than human beings. Human beings, we have free choice. Animals are, you could say, within their DNA is more instinct. But they're also, when they're domesticated, they're also very caring and very loving, and it's real positive for that, you could say, that interaction between you and your pet or pets. But I have a break coming up, and I'll be back in 5 minutes, and I will be taking phone calls in this second half, and I will be talking about the karmic wheel, reincarnation. And until then, peace and love, that's all there is. Be back in 5. We'll be right back.
listening to 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
On 1-2-listen.com, we are blessed with psychic advisors that understand the challenges of living. They are dedicated to helping you get to the heart of the matter. Lori Lines is one of them. When you call Lori, the first thing you will notice is her warmth. You will feel welcomed. Lori Lines creates a space of intimacy for you to feel safe in expressing your vulnerability. Lori is a soul worker who is passionate about human relationships. She's equipped to walk into the dark places of your mind and shine light on the truth that wants to be seen and acknowledged. And most certainly, she will support you in blurring the lines of separation between your head and heart. Call Lori Lines today, and she will be honored to assist you in reading Between the Lines.
This is Jim Komar, your host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. Come join me each week for interesting topics and conversations. That's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. On 1-2 Radio, 1-2Radio.com. 1-2 Radio, changing the way we see the world.
Mole Mama, take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my Sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical mocajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crack cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
You are supreme in your own orbit. I'm Kelly Whetstone, 1-2 Listen Advisor and host of Empowerment here on 1-2 Radio. I invite you to join me for a series of 6 classes on 1-2academy.com that will teach you how to use your natural clairvoyance to see and move energy. You can change anything in your life, and these classes will give you simple tools and methods to absolutely improve your experience. Classes are every other Tuesday, beginning May 24th at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. All classes are recorded, so even if the time doesn't work for you, you can still take advantage. Tune in to Empowerment at 11 a.m. Pacific every Tuesday for a discount code on the upcoming class. Join me. You'll have a lot of fun learning how powerful you are to affect positive change in your life. After all, you are supreme in your own orbit.
Blessings all. This is Lacey Dawn Jackson, psychic advisor over at 1-2listen.com. I love listening to my awesome colleagues right here at 1-2 Radio, where we are surely to be enlightened, learn something new, or just plain smile. During the month of June, I am running a special on my 3-question email readings. So if you have questions regarding relationships, career, or living your passion, I am here to help you with that. So visit my profile, Lacey Dawn Jackson, over at 1-2listen.com, click email readings, and purchase my special 3-question reading where I am ready to help you, and you will get the answers you seek within 24 hours. I look forward to hearing from you.
There are so many ways to connect with our advisors at 12listen.com. Be sure to check out time-based sessions and email readings on every profile page. We work hard to make it easy for you to get the answers you need.
Hey, this is Christine Demoyer, and you found us, 12radio.com. Welcome to the family.
You're listening to 12 Radio. And 12 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Hello, welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I am your host, Jim Colmar, and you're on 12 Radio. That's 12radio.com. 12 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is reincarnation, the karmic wheel. And there was a good question in the chat room, and I kind of answered it via typing, but I'm just going to, the question is, if we reincarnate with soul families, groups, do we pick our ethnicity and what we want to be, and basically what part of the world, areas of the world? It's all up to you. So whether you want to be orange, green, black, white, in between, it doesn't matter. Sex, that's up to you. That part of the world, maybe you need to go to a part of the world that is depressed so you can have that experience. Or maybe you need to go to a part of the world that isn't so you can have that wealthy experience. So that this is all up to us. It's all up to us on a soul level before we jump into the body. And what's interesting is you could say when the egg and sperm meets, that's when your soul jumps into the body. So therefore creation is instantaneous and the soul realizes and boom, you're there and you become part of that growth. And you become part of that, that new life. That one cell turns into two to four and geometrically progresses until you're a whole being, a whole beautiful human being. Getting back to the topic, the karmic wheel, your reincarnation, it's also about you creating balance within your mind in each lifetime. In other words, you don't have to be happy or cheerful. That's important to be happy. No doubt about it, to create joy and happiness. And you could say that's balance too, but you might have a lifetime where there's no happiness or balance. All you are is in this sad state of mind because maybe you decided you have to have the experience that born with a chemical imbalance. So you're mentally insane or something just for the experience of it. But still, it's also, even though you're in that state, you could say of out of balance, the purpose is to create that balance, to be the best we can with what we chose to come here with. And it's also important to increase your knowledge. That's very important. You're learning every lifetime. Increase your knowledge. Learn as much as you can. Learning is a good way of expanding and creating balance within the mind, because the more you learn, the more you know, the more you could say you have ideas on how to be better for yourself, to balance yourself. You know, to balance yourself, you increase your wisdom. And if you increase your wisdom, when you increase your wisdom, new knowledge is always flowing in. It's just that, what do you want to learn? What do you want to remember? What do you want to have? And, or you could say, it's also, is balance. It increases sorrows in lifetimes? Yeah, it can. You know, sorrow can be a part of a lifetime. Or many sorrows for that matter. Maybe you live in a place on this planet that is not positive, and so maybe you're in that sorrowful state. But the idea here is to create that balance within the mind so that you can make it fair for yourself. So those sorrows can go away, and you can change something that is negative into something that is positive, and then you express that out into the world. And guess what? Your world changes. World can change very quickly. Just know that. It can change to the good and to the not so good. So just know that too. And so knowledge, you could say, is tied directly to understanding the karmic wheel of your life. In other words, learn. We're here to learn. We're here to be, to know what we're all about. what possibilities can we create for ourselves, and what can we create for the world? And here's another comment. This week I walked away from someone with negative situation. Do you see this coming to an end? Yes, but in order, Liliana, for this to come to an end, you definitely need to make a stand. What I mean by make a stand is say, talk to that individual and say, let's clear this up between the two of us. So when we come together, it's a more positive, communications between our speak is more positive. And if you do that, you're going to change that. And you're the one who has to make the change here, karmically speaking, to your friend here or to the people that you're around, whether it's an individual or a group of individuals, it doesn't matter. You have to make these changes, and you can make these changes, by the way, very quickly by you just, saying, let's do more positive speak when we're together. Therefore, we'll have a better time. Therefore, we're going to create something better between the two of us. And when you do that, you're going to change everything real quick, Liliana. And you're the one who has to take the lead in this. I hope you can do that, because this would be a real positive step for you. Also, your karma is the experience of what you've created, what you have created in this lifetime. Every day we create karma. Good, bad, and in between, neutral, you name it. Okay. So your karma is what you experience and what you created. So think about this. How about compassion? Add some compassion to the mix. And if you add some compassion to the mix, maybe you're going to change everything. You know, it's not like you have to change your world completely to make changes. All you have to do is make little changes. But thinking, having more compassion for individuals that are around you that need your help, whether it's like a helping hand or whether it's just someone falls in front of you as you're walking down the sidewalk, you help them up. You know, you get them straightened out, unruffled. Because when you do make a fall like that, that is can be very disconcerting. So it's about you adding compassion, you could say. And by you adding compassion to any situation, I believe that you're starting to create some responsibility, because you're starting to look at it differently. You're not so callous, maybe. You're more understanding. And if you're more understanding of people around you, then you become more understanding of yourself. Then you create a better balance for your mind. And karma is the law of cause and effect. In other words, what you put out there, what causes you put out there, the effects come back to you. And because of that, you shape your life with every decision here. Every little decision you're making, you are shaping your life, whether it's good karma or bad karma. So, okay, here's another question. This is from Lynn. So does everything always happen in divine timing because we have to learn from situations we created? Yes. I would say yes to that, but it's also, it happens in present time. And present time is where you're at right now, the here and now. So you could say there's the divine timing is there, but it's also the present timing is there too. So you could say it happens on the immortal level, and it happens on the immortal level, mortal and immortal. So I hope that answers your question there, Lynn. Since, you know, karma is the law of cause and effect. Whether you're making good stuff or bad stuff, it doesn't matter. But just know that there are no good effects. There are no bad effects. It's only effects. So let me repeat that. There are no good effects. There's no bad effects. They're only effects. In other words, so what you're creating is the effect that follows. So what do you want to put out there in the world? What do you want to come back to you? What would you like to have come back to you? Do you want waves of love coming back to you because you did something incredible for a group of people or an individual? Well, that's good. If that's what you want, then go for it. Nothing wrong with that. That's a real positive thing. But on the opposite hand, let's say you rob a store and someone is hurt because of you. Well, it's only an effect.
And it has more of a, does it have an effect on the individual you hurt? Well, of course it does. But what effect does it have on you? Well, it probably has a bigger effect on you because now you're producing karma that's really could come back to bite you in the butt, so to speak, at another, whether it's this lifetime or another lifetime. That's the thing with karma. It may not show up immediately, but it will come out. It's kind of like people that lie. Eventually the truth comes out. When the truth comes out, all the lies are uncovered. All the deceit is uncovered. That's how karma goes, you know? So take care of that. Take care of that. So with each moment, you could say with each cause that you want to dive into in this present lifetime, you know, it's your choice. It's always your choice. Remember that. We have choices because we have free will. We don't have to do anything we don't want to do. Oh, and so basically, what do you think about suffering? Do you like suffering? Well, if you are suffering, guess what? You're creating suffering in this present lifetime. Now if you go, well, I don't want to create suffering, but I feel like I'm suffering. Well, that's something you can work on in the here and now, this present moment. So you can turn that, you could say that suffering, the pain and suffering into something that is positive, that is open, that opens your heart, that opens you your physical world, that changes your physical body because you decided to change how you think about yourself. You're no longer willing to suffer. You're no longer willing to be the doorstop or the doormat for people. Maybe that's your suffering there. People walk all over you and then you feel bad afterwards because you allowed it. And all it takes is one decision, and one decision can change everything. And so here's another question. What are your thoughts on karmic court? Is there such a thing? Well, I suppose there is. And I think that's more of a, you could say more of a personal judgment. But, you know, that's, you could say on a personal level, because whatever you do, you're going to end up paying for it. Whether it's a negative thing, you're going to pay for it. If it's a positive thing, you're going to pay for it. And in a positive way. Maybe it'll come back to you, what you put out there in a positive, come back to you 10,000 times. So say you spend $100, it comes back to you 10,000 times. Excuse me, that equals $100,000. Well, that's a lot of dollars. Okay, are those karmic dollars? Well, they could be karmic dollars. And it's also about you, when you choose, like, You decide, I'm tired of just suffering here. This is not for me. Then you start thinking about the opposite of suffering, creating joy, creating happiness. And then you go, So if you think about joy, you will create the experience of joy. That's all it is. If you think about joy, as opposed to thinking about suffering, because when you think about suffering, all you get is suffering. But if you think about joy, in a karmic sense, you're just going to experience joy. You could say karma is often manifested with how you are treated. Okay? So how do you want to be treated? What's important to you? Is respect important to you? Well, if that's the case, then you respect others. In other words, to be respected, you got to respect your coworkers, your friends, or strangers for that matter. It doesn't matter where they're from. You know, as long as they have peaceful intentions, that's the most important thing here. Peaceful intentions. And if you create peaceful intentions, you could say the karma is going to, your karma that you're creating there is going to manifest in peaceful ways. Such as kindness fosters kindness. Cruelty brings more cruelty. So what do you want? What's important to you? What's important to you, like right now in this present moment? Just think about that, you know, and write it down and see what you can do about it. What do you want to change in this present moment that's going to uplift you, that's going to like give you gratification, give you something that you can hold on to and you could change your life in a moment? And at the same time, let's talk about charity. If you are charitable, this allows receiving. In other words, let's say you give to charities, they're receiving your gift, whatever the donation is. It might be your time or money or goods or whatever. It doesn't matter. Services, it doesn't matter. Okay, that's like charity allows receiving. Okay? So when you give to others, they get back to you. So by you giving charity, by you being generous, people are more generous towards you. And the opposite is true. Violence creates more violence. Example, Orlando, this past weekend, that was a very violent act, a very violent religious extremist act there. But just because one person did it, that doesn't mean, just say you have tendencies towards that. Do you have to follow those steps? No, because you have choice. You have free will. And you can say no to that ideology because I want to create something better for my world and the world in general. And you do this on a karmic level. You do it every waking moment and every sleeping moment for that matter. So you start thinking, and you could say sending out that the positive vibes out into the world, because now you're thinking more positive. You're thinking about you being more positive. Hence the world around you comes back to you in a positive direction. And this changes your world. And this changes the world around you. And this, you could say it's about whether it's an individual you're working with or the entire planet, the entire human race here. I believe that you can have an imprint on this entire world in a positive way. You can have an imprint on this world in a negative way too. You can remember it as, let's go Adolf Hitler. He had an influence on a negative way. He killed 10, 12 million people needlessly. Joseph Stalin, he killed 25, 30 million Russians because they wouldn't agree with his political philosophy. So those two individuals, well, they left a negative mark on the world, and now they're known. Now they're known forever. You could say in the annals of history of them being total asses, mean, inconceivably mean, because of their whatever drove them to make them do what they did. And according to Buddha, impermanence, suffering, death are the nature of things on this earth. And in order to gain anything, we must lose everything. Death leads to rebirth. And with every new life, your soul will advance, primarily choosing a more positive, you could say, path. And it's also where negativity also exists in the individual world, you know, because there's a duality to all of us. We are love and we are hate. We are beauty and we are, you could say, there's an ugly side to us and there's a beautiful side to us. So it's a dual world that we live in, and you got to play with these different parts of us. You could say, what part do you want to have come out? What's important for you to be right now in this present moment? What is your karmic wheel like, and what would you like to change on it? And do you want more of what the world has to offer? Well, then go in that direction. Be giving of yourself so the world can give back to you. And also, reincarnation is about your freedom of choice. It's your opportunity to direct yourself towards positive choices and outcomes. And as Buddha says, I've read that quote, is with each lifetime, we get more positive, because previous lifetimes were not positive and maybe ended in unfortunate ways of making our passing, because we chose the wrong profession. We chose the wrong ideology. And karma, you know, you could say, can be overcome. All you have to do is work things out with inside of you. It's as simple as that. It's not difficult. And maybe you need, let's say you have some internal issues. Like your mind is not, you don't think it's together. So maybe you need to Go to a therapist to talk about it. And when you're doing that, guess what? You're working out your karma right there. Or you talk to a close friend and he or she is willing to be your advisor. You're working out the karma. You're working it on an individual, you could say thought by thought, what's inside of you. And how about hurting others, whether it's emotionally or physically? What's going to happen at some point in the future? Well, you know what I believe here, one must experience what you've given to others. So at one point, you could say at one incarnation, you might have been, an evil, mean individual and you slaughtered lots of people. So guess what? You might be a part of a slaughter in another lifetime just to have that experience. So maybe you go, well, darn, how I ended my life. A couple lifetimes before that, I was doing how my life ended in this lifetime, this present lifetime. So you could say it's a good thing because you learn from your experiences. You learn from all your karmic experiences. And the law of karma is not about punishment. It's about a tool for you to learn. It's not going to punish you. It's not going to throw you in this karmic jail. There's like the karmic court thing. I just don't believe that exists. I believe that the karmic court thing is an internal thing for you. Now, what do you want to try yourself for things that you did in previous lifetimes that were not so positive? Well, that's up to you. Is that suffering? Yeah. All you have to do is forgive yourself there. Like I said, the law of karma is not about punishment. It's about a tool for learning, for you to become better, for you to have personal growth. It promotes personal growth. It promotes your personal development. It allows you to become smarter. It allows you to become more aware of what you want to be or who you want to be or whatever it is you have to be. So it's you focusing on the most positive and beneficial outcome for everyone involved. And you could say, is that a good karmic principle? Definitely. Yes, that is, because guess what? When you start focusing on these beneficial positive outcomes that is good for you and everyone around you, guess what? People are just going to, you could say your attraction has just grown by 100,000-fold. And people there are just, you know, wanting to be around you, loving to be around you because of what you're putting out into the world. You inspire them. What if you inspire them and you get, and all of a sudden they decide to change something in their lives? So are you part of their karmic wheel? To a certain degree you are, because you have that interaction. And, so it's important. You could say your karmic cycle is brought to completion once you've learned all the lessons of all the times you've been around. That could be 1,000 years. That could be 10,000 years. That could be 100,000 years. But just remember, karma is nothing permanent. Karma is always something that can be changed from a negative to a positive. And if you are a positive individual, you can even become more positive. Just know this one too. But I have an end of a show coming here. Gosh, I could talk about this for another hour, but unfortunately I have to go. But I want to thank my producer Aday. I want to thank the beautiful men and women listening to the show tonight. And I want to thank all the, everyone who listens to 12radio.com. I do appreciate you guys beyond. I send you my grace and gratitude. I send it to you. And, remember, despite what's going on around you, karmically, there's only two things that are important: peace and love with inside of you, despite what's going on in this crazy world. Until next week, peace and love to all, and have a great week ahead. We'll talk next week. Bye.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark Husson. A wise man once suggested that we not grieve for the things we do not have, but rejoice in what we do. That is why, on behalf of the 1-2 family, I want to thank each of you for your participation, your presence, and your continued extensions of kindness. It is in you that we find our courage and desire to continue, for without you, we could not exist. Wishing you boundless experiences of joy, much like what you give us each and every day.